This news update is being brought to you by Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe. Also by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around, as well as North Star Bank guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. And good afternoon. Here is your latest news from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Mac Kelly. Locally, the Huron Area Tech Center, also known as HATC, is conducting two mock emergency response trainings overseen by Ryan Swartz, instructor for the Huron Area Technical Center Law Public Safety Program. These simulations aim to educate students on the risks of impaired driving, especially during prom season. This morning session was a lifelike depiction of a drunk driving crash in HATC's parking lot. The students observed the aftermath, gaining valuable insights into the consequences of irresponsible decisions, while also providing additional training opportunities for hospital staff, dispatchers, and emergency personnel, including the MSP Carroll Post. Flight Care will participate, heightening realism this afternoon for those near HATC west of Bad Axe today. Be aware of ongoing training. If you see emergency vehicles or hear sirens or spot Flight Care helicopter, it is just part of the drill. The Michigan Department of Transportation, otherwise known as MDOT, will pave M53 on May 13th in Lapeer County. Resurfacing of 8.2 miles of M53 from south of Bowers Road to Deanville Road in Lapeer County will be done. Single lane closures will be implemented, and the work is expected to be completed in August. Now, if you'd like more information on the roads that'll be closed or how this might affect your commute, we have that information on thumbnet.net. It's going to be a race against time for one project in Imlay City to be completed in time for the summer recreational season. The City Commission approved repair work of the Elvin Norland Memorial Pool and Splash Pad. So according to the DPW, that work needs to be done, includes the entire pool to be refinished and recoated ahead of the summer swimming season. Johnson Pools and Supplies will do the tile repair and finishing to both the pool and splash pad work at a cost approved of $36,600. The repairs to the pool and splash pad are expected to be finished just in time for Memorial Day, when the pool and splash pad will open officially for the season. We'll be right back in just a moment with more news. We'll have a look at your national headlines right after this.
Building, buying, or refinancing your home is exciting, but it comes with hundreds of decisions. This is Lori Shornack, First Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. Let us make the process a little easier with our competitive rates, flexible mortgage options, and local service.
And I'm Diane Gibbard, Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. Right now, you'll receive $250 off closing costs when you finance through North Star Bank. Best of all, we'll walk you through the mortgage process and be there to help you every step of the way.
Who you bank with matters. Whether you're building, buying, or refinancing your home, you can trust North Star Bank's mortgage lenders. The right financing will take some of the stress out of your project. Plus, take advantage of their loan special to receive $250 off closing costs. Offer must be presented at the time of application. Other closing costs will apply. Contact lender for cost estimate. Only one discount is permitted per loan. Offer expires July 31st, 2024. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor and oil sleeve and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
Spring is in the air and smiles are shining brightly. Welcome the season of new beginnings with Bad Axe Family Dentistry, where we're ready to help you achieve the bright, healthy smile you deserve. Say goodbye to the remnants of winter and hello to a fresh start with our expert dental care. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic procedures, our friendly team is here to make sure your smile blossoms this spring. Imagine strolling through the park feeling confident and carefree, knowing that your smile is as radiant as the springtime sun. At Bad Axe Family Dentistry, we're committed to helping you achieve your best oral health so you can enjoy every moment of the season. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today and let us help you welcome spring with a smile. Bad Axe Family Dentistry, where brighter days begin. Visit us online at badaxefamilydentistry.com or call 989-269-9704 to schedule your appointment. Bad Axe Family Dentistry is your trusted partner for a healthier, happier smile this spring.
This headline from Fox News reads, Biden admin condemned for considering plans to import Palestinian refugees. During yesterday afternoon briefing, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said, quote, in terms of the refugee admissions program, we are constantly evaluating policy proposals to further support Palestinians who are family members of American citizens and may want to come to the United States. Senior officials across several federal U.S. agencies have discussed this in recent weeks. The details of potential options to accept Palestinians from Gaza who are American citizens or permanent U.S. citizens, according to internal federal documents that were reported by CBS News. One proposal involves using the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program to bring Palestinians with U.S. connections who have escaped Gaza and entered neighboring Egypt. And lastly, police have arrested pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses across the country overnight, notably at the University of California, L.A. Chaotic scenes played out early this morning as officers in riot gear at UCLA surged against a crowd of demonstrators. Police removed barricades and began dismantling demonstrators' fortified encampment after hundreds of protesters defied orders to leave and form human chains as police fired flashbangs. Yale University police arrested 4 people last night. Tent encampments of protesters calling on universities to stop doing business with Israel or companies they say support the war in Gaza have spread across campuses nationwide. And that look at your news was brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around, as well as Northeast Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, please go to thumbnet.net.